This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of July 10th. And I absolutely cannot believe we are already halfway through the year. I just can't believe it. But we are, and we're speeding towards our fall. Hopefully gets here soon with this summer heat, and then the winter and the holidays. So very exciting time in the Edge District. The Rays are on the All-Star break. They are going to return home. So the Tampa Bay Rays return home July 20th against the second-place Orioles. So there will be some games away in the meantime, but July 20th is home stand against the Orioles. So we've got to really come out and support the Rays. Speaking of July 20th, that's also our sunrise sale across the downtown region and the Edge District with the Downtown Business Association. It's the 50th annual sunrise sale where you can get amazing deals at local places. And we've got a record 9 shops in the Edge participating. So you can literally just come in the Edge, shop all morning, have something to eat, have a coffee, have a mimosa, and make a morning of it or a day of it. So we have Atlas Body and Home, which has menswear, Sans Market, which has ecologically friendly, planet-friendly goods and fresh-baked breads and all sorts of great stuff. It's an amazing shop. A Matter of Fact is another men's clothing shop, amazingly curated. The Fashion Spot primarily caters to ladies' wear, and that's also right down from Kalamazoo Olive, which has handcrafted olive oils along with a lot of other kitchen products and foods. It's super, super, super tasty over there. Ash Couture is right across from Kalamazoo, another women's fashion spot that's just a really hot spot, always has a great crowd in there. Grassroots Kava is participating. So they've got coffees and teas and kratom and kratom, and just a great participator to be open early that morning for refreshments for the shoppers in our area. Saltwash Boutique is our newest ladies' clothing shop, and it's got amazing, amazing, amazing owners and general manager, and they really know how to retail and curate, and you just have to see it to believe it. It's fantastic. And finally, last but not least, Akasa Thrift is participating. So you're going to be able to get a discount on already great price things, and you're going to help an amazing organization. Would also like you to know, Akasa Thrift shop is at 1011 First Avenue North, and they're really trying to build up their donations for the thrift shop, and it's open. The donation center is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They definitely need quality goods, so please do a summer clean out maybe this week, this weekend, and bring some stuff to them before July 20th, and all those things will find really good homes and then raise money for an amazing organization. I want to pivot over to a Get Hungry segment, and it's mainly Get Roger Hungry segment because when I do this, I make myself very hungry. And we're going to focus on Bodega, which has been in the Edge District for around a decade now. And they have a great food menu, but they also do smoothies and they do catering. But some of the sandwiches as they feature is obviously the Cuban sandwich, which it's hard for me to get anything but because I love it there. But they also have the Pollo Asado, Frida, Lechon, I think is the pronunciation of that, Lechon, vegetarian sandwich, tempeh, Americano, and all these sandwiches are under $12, and they're just, you could almost feed two people with them. They're so big. They've got plates, salads, coffees, sweets, just a little bit of everything. The guava and cheese pastelitos are amazing. So, wine, beer, normal beverages, Mexican Coke and Sprite, bottled water, etc. So definitely if you're hungry, you'll have everything you need at Bodega. I also want to focus on an open house that's coming this week in as one of our Edge Business District Association members. They are literally one step outside of the Edge District, but we consider them a neighbor and a friend and a supporter, and that's Invigorate IV. So the Invigorate IV group is a health group that helps with hydration and different boost of vitamins and minerals and things we need for our body through either injection or infusion. So it's really amazing. But they're going to do an open house on Friday, July 14th, 5 to 8 o'clock, 124 9th Street North. Raffles, specials, discounts, etc. A lot of fun there. Allied vendors of the group. So definitely check them out. I'm sure there's going to be some music and fun as well. So that's Friday, July 14th at Invigorate IV. Speaking of another friend of the district that's also nearby on MLK is Articles Art Gallery and Custom Framing. So whether you want to get a piece of art to go right on the wall or frame up something you have, they are a prior Edge business. They were in the Edge, and now they're nearby and a friend and supporter. So that's at 1234 MLK North, 9th Street North. Leslie Kern is the owner and community and Edge influencer. She is absolutely amazing, and I really want to thank her and our other board members and their businesses for supporting us and working so hard for the community. Those other board members are Nathan Stonecipher with Green Bench, Sean Mulligan with Big Frog, Meredith Pericles with Big John's, Robert Rivera with Edge Eatery, Nicole Waters, Suncoast Credit Union, Debbie Reeser, local commercial realtor, Patricia Wagner, 1010 resident, Chris Zubrick, Zubrick Magic Theater, and as I said, Leslie Curran with Articles. Edge really is all about the community and collaborating, and if you'd like to find out more about us, edgedistrict.org, so edgedistrict.org, and this has been News on the Edge.